I'd like to call to order this meeting of the Senate Committee on Legislative Operations and Reform. We are going to, first of all, take a look at Senate Bill 5522 and then send it on down to Ways and Means. You have each had an opportunity to review the letter that we have prepared, and we have made some adjustments in it on suggestions from various members. So it is as it is. Is there discussion of this letter? Marjorie, you want to say anything about some of the changes that were made?
Sure. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, again, you have the draft letter in front of you. And the one significant change that we made is on page 3 under Legislative Assembly for additional staff members. With comments that we received from a couple of members, we got the feeling that you were looking to not only ask for one staff member for each senator and representative, but an additional staff member for each senator, so that you would have two staff per senator and one staff per representative. And again, that's looking at year-round, full-time, session, interim. I'm not sure if I interpreted the comments correctly, so I think that you might want to reflect on that a bit.
Senator Courtney.
You interpreted my comments correctly.
Thank you.
Although I didn't know how to reflect it, and you did. I think you're talking about at least the comments I put on my letter.
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, were there any other changes?
Mr. Chair, there was a typo on the first page. Thank you for catching that. I did add a comment under Legislative Council, the first Legislative Council paragraph on the first page. We acknowledge that Legislative Council did meet their the drafting deadline that was imposed on them by SCR1.
So despite all of the turnover they had and all the difficulties of new people, they did a yeoman job considering everything and did in fact meet the deadlines that we imposed upon them. And that's reflected in the letter as well. Any other comments about this letter? Okay, now are we going to move this to Ways and Means without recommendation or with?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I would recommend that you probably move it without recommendation. You don't have numbers in this bill. I think that your recommendation would be the letter.
Okay. It does say in the letter we are sending the bill to you. Yeah, it does say in the letter we are sending the bill to you without recommendation as to passage.
And we can certainly change that recommendation if the committee chooses to do something.
Okay, I'd like to have a discussion about that if we could.
Okay.
Before moving.
Senator Avakian.
I understand the protocol not having a number in there that would lend you to think that there would be nothing to recommend, but I think we should send it down with a strong recommendation for passage. With and whatever the language would be, with an appropriate amount that Ways and Means, you know, puts into the bill, but I would like to send a message from this committee that we want that bill passed.
Well, and obviously it is the legislative budget bill, so it has to pass. I mean, so.
No, wait a minute. I'm sorry.
And
this is the budget bill. The branch budget.
Yeah.
Oh, my apologies, Mr. Chair. I thought this was the bill that included the wings and parks.
No. Okay. We're doing that later.
Withdrawn.
Okay.
Mr. Chair,
yes.
There is a reference in Section 1, Subsection 4, for renovation and remodeling, $1 in the bill.
Yes, and we're going to deal with that in another bill as
Subsequent
well.
Bill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the motion, Mr. Vice Chair, would be without recommendation, but with this letter accompanying it.
Mr. Chair, I would move Senate Bill 5522 with a referral to Ways and Means without recommendation, but with the accompanying letter.
Okay. You've heard the motion. Is there any further discussion? Is there any objection to the motion? Okay, it's on its way to Ways and Means. Okay, Senate Bill 5. Marjorie?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, you'll remember we heard Senate Bill 5 last week. This bill modifies the membership, quorum requirements, and voting requirements for a number of statutory legislative committees. At that time, we also heard that there was a request to delete Section 7 of Senate Bill 5, which refers to the emergency board membership, quorum requirements, and voting requirements. And we've already heard that concept in Senate Bill 371. So again, the dash one amendments delete all references to the emergency board.
371 has already passed the Senate and
it has
is over
the
in the House somewhere. Language, no. Okay, this is, again, Senate President Courtney's other bill. So, Senator Courtney, do you want to move this bill?
There are amendments, right?
Mr. Chair and Senator Courtney, the dash one amendment.
Mr. Chair, I move the dash. Wait a minute. Let me get my act together here. You got me. The bill is Senate Bill
5.
I move the dash one amendments to Senate Bill 5, Mr. Chair.
Okay, Senator Courtney has moved the dash one amendments to Senate Bill 5. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Those are adopted. Senator Courtney?
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 5 as amended to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Courtney has moved Senate Bill 5 as amended to the floor of the Senate with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Senator Courtney, you can carry your own bill.
Somebody else will help me.
Well,
thank you, Mr. Chair. I mean, you like the bill or not? I mean, you say like...
I love the bill.
Then why don't you carry
the
bill?
You want me to carry it?
Well, I mean, you say it like... You can carry your own bill. I mean,
I didn't put any expletive in front of it. I will be happy to carry Senate Bill 5 as amended.
Yeah, somebody help me.
Okay, which brings us to we're gonna hold up on 699 for a little bit. Are they ready?
Yeah.
Oh, they're ready. Okay, we'll open a public hearing on Senate Bill 699. Marjorie.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, excuse me, Senate Bill 699 was introduced by this committee at the request of Dave Henderson, and what it does, it permits the legislative administration to work with state police to enforce parking regulations around the Capitol, and not necessarily the street parking, it's the parking within the little islands. And I'm sure that Dave can answer more questions for you.
Mr.
And I've provided
Henderson.
A little map for you.
Oh.
And it highlights the areas that
That's
we're talking about in front of
yeah,
the
real,
in front and in back of the Capitol.
Okay, where's my little map?
It's attached to the staff member summary.
I'm prepared.
Okay. I'll help. Okay, we have a little map. Mr. Henderson,
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I'm Dave Henderson, the legislative administrator. The areas immediately in front of the Capitol on Court Street and behind the Capitol on State Street, which are the pullout areas off the street, are state property. So the city of Salem has no authority to issue parking citations for people parked illegally in those areas. Working with legislative council, it was determined that the best approach was to authorize the legislative administration committee to adopt policy on that parking and then give the authority for enforcement to the Oregon State Police, and that's what this bill would do. So it would take action of legislative administration committee to adopt a parking policy, and then it would take the Oregon State Police to be able to issue citations if anyone parks illegally in those areas.
Okay, and if the state police agreed to this?
Mr. Chair, yes. We've been working with the state police on this. We've also been working with the Department of Administrative Services, and I know that they have been working on some amendments that they haven't been able to finalize yet, but we are happy to continue to work with them and see if we can get those amendments in shape to be adopted on the House side, if that's okay with the committee.
Okay. So you don't need amendments here?
No, sir.
Okay. Mr. Wilson, do you want to come forward?
Welcome.
State your name for the record and give us any input you have on this issue.
Yes, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Lieutenant Ethan Wilson. I'm a lieutenant in charge of the Capitol Mall Area Command for the State Police here.
Okay, and do you have any comments on this issue?
Well, it is an issue for us in terms of currently there's no ability to enforce parking out there. There are restrictions currently in place, but the only remedy that under current statute is under 98.812, which would be towing vehicles. There is no ability to currently cite somebody, and towing is a fairly extreme measure for folks that are showing up, visitors that are coming in and just made a mistake or were in a hurry. So we don't see that as a good long standing remedy. And I think with the development of particular regulations from the LAC, which we'd probably work with LAC on helping to develop those and what those should be and what fines would be for the citations, I think it would be a workable solution.
Okay. Other questions? Senator Metzger.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Hey, Dave, I'm just kind of curious about in terms of what issues, problems that you have noticed in the parking in these two areas. Because we've been dealing with some issues in transportation, not with the Capitol, but similar. I'm just kind of curious as to what type of issues in terms of access and things that you've noticed that we hopefully will make better with this.
Mr. Chair, Senator Metzger, the biggest issue that we face is that we have about 50 volunteers who provide service here in the Capitol, either as tour guides or as the folks who are the doorkeepers in the House and Senate chambers during session. They volunteer their time, and we allow them to park in those pull-out areas with a permit. Frequently, we have other people parking in those areas, which means there aren't enough spaces available for the volunteers. Several of those volunteers are elderly, and it's difficult for them to walk the long distances that they need to walk if they have to park a couple of blocks away to be able to come in and do their four-hour stint as a volunteer. So that's the biggest issue that we face, is that sometimes our volunteers don't have the easy, accessible parking that they need to be able to come in and do their jobs.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Senator Vorkian. Senator Atkinson.
Morning. After 9/11, we had a lot of conversation about what degree of security should we have from the building, and we changed the entrance with your help through the parking structure down below, and we made the policy decision at that point that we were going to keep the building open and not have it be metal detectors and whatnot. But I wonder why we're having anybody park at these places anyway. So my question is this at some point a security risk, having parking like this so close to the building?
Mr. Chair, Senator Atkinson, it certainly could be, and we want to have the authority to deal with a situation should there be a suspicious vehicle parked in those areas. We do have a graded security plan that has been developed, which at this point I guess you would consider us in yellow or something to that effect. It's not actually the color system that the TSA uses, but we formally allowed parking in front of the building and behind the building by anyone. We no longer do that, so we're basically at the second grade of our security plan. We included a step that would involve blocking off those areas so that people could not park in those areas, and that would be the next step. And then finally, the fourth step would actually be closing off Court Street and State Street to not allow any vehicles on those streets at all. At this point, we're not aware of any serious threat that would lead us to do anything other than what we're doing right now, but we are aware of the security issues.
Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
As a matter of in my own perspective, and also with the love of trying to make the mall beautiful again, and this isn't for this bill, but I think that we should not have parking there in those two places, just as a matter of not only security, but also in terms of fixing up the Capitol Mall and how it looks when people approach the building.
Mr. Chair,
the risk we're taking for that limited amount of parking spaces is, and what it could look like, I think it Makes sense.
Mr. Chair, Senator Atkinson, we actually have developed a plan working with a landscape architect who was involved in the design of the mall area that would address that issue by improving security, improving the crossing of Court Street and State Street. Unfortunately, that plan is fairly expensive, and at this point, we're not prepared to move forward with it because we believe there are other more pressing needs.
Additional questions? Okay, thank you very much. Is there anybody else that wanted to be heard on Senate Bill 699? Now, we'll close the public hearing on Senate Bill 699, open a work session on Senate Bill 699.
Mr. Chair, I would move Senate Bill 699 to the floor if they do pass recommendation.
Senator Atkinson has moved Senate Bill 699 to the floor of the Senate with a do pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Senator Atkinson, do you want to carry this one?
Yeah, sure. That'd be delighted.
Thank you. This time we will open a public hearing on Senate Bill 7. Marjorie.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 7 authorizes the state treasurer to issue revenue bonds to start paying for wing renovation. I would like to note that this bill does have a subsequent referral to revenue, followed by a referral to Ways and Means.
So if we're going to do it, we need to get going, I guess would be the right word. The leadership has authorized expenditure of funds to plan for this. Mr. Henderson is underway. Why don't you come on up, Dave, and tell us where we are.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Dave Henderson, legislative administrator. The six leaders last week authorized proceeding with planning and permitting for the wings renovation project. That will go on for the next 90 days. At this point, there is no authorization for construction, and it would take an appropriation or authorization to issue bonds or COPs to proceed with construction. So we are proceeding with planning to be prepared to deliver to yourselves and the members of the Assembly the cost on the project so that it can be considered prior to your adjournment.
Thanks, Dave. Are there questions for Mr. Henderson? Okay, Senator Courtney, you want to testify on this bill?
I have a written statement, and I'll just, sure, because if I don't, I get in trouble for many parts of my life. My name is Peter Courtney, and I'm a state senator. I live at 2925 Islandview Drive North here in Salem 97303. That's how you introduce yourself at these hearings. You give your zip code. Mr. Chair, I'm here to support Senate Bill 7, which is another product, I believe, of the Public Commission on the Oregon Legislature, which is a commission that speaks to us all day, every day, in terms of how we might improve our work effort here. It authorizes the issuance of revenue bonds to pay for the renovation of the House and Senate wings. The wings are added to the Capitol, as you know, some of you in 1977, increased legislative offices, meeting rooms, administrative offices. The renovation is long overdue. I'm going to speak on Senate Bill 6. I don't know if you're going to get to that today.
Yes.
Some other time. It creates a commission to develop a long-term master plan for the Capitol. But the situation of the wings cannot be delayed any further. As you know, the wings have deteriorated. Many of the bathrooms are partially out of order, and exposed wire cable pose a toxic smoke hazard in the event of a fire. The fire sprinklers are not what they should be. There's a lack of power outlets that causes safety hazards. The heating, ventilation, the air conditioning systems fall short of health and indoor air quality standards. There are only some examples of deteriorating conditions of our wings. And I've gone on from there to talk about the People's Building and the condition of the wings. And six, so the next bill, the next one, Senate Bill 6, I'll speak to the remaining part of the Capitol. The only way I know to do it is segmented at this time is the wings and the old part of the building. And so I hope that this will pass, because I can tell you in conversations I've had in the last several days with certain legislative players, we're struggling on how to pay for this. But we, you know, do you sign a check? Do you bond part of it? What do you do? But we need to start to move right after we sign a die, first to do the House, and then after to do the House, they want to do the Senate. And if we can stay on the timeline as presented to me, we might just be able to get into our Senate offices and out of our whatever our temporary offices are that we use in the Senate before the 09 session. But we don't have much time, really. We'll have at most 30 days if we're lucky, and we may not have that. So this mechanism is needed because we're still in heavy discussion as to how to pay for the wings. And I hear the wings. This wings figure dances all over the place, and there are ways and means people in front of me who are truly gifted budgeteers. I'm hearing $31 to $38 million, so I'm not going to tell you what the figure is. I've never heard higher than 38. I've never heard lower than $31 million. But somewhere in there is what it takes on today's testimony here to get the wings done in some kind of meaningful way, both bring them up to code and also redesigning. Particularly the Senate has to redesign their offices. The House doesn't. So we need this vehicle to put us in a position to at least maybe finance it if we decide to go this way. Thank you for allowing me to come here and testify. And I believe my written statement has also been made part of the record.
Thank you very much. Questions for Senate President? Senator Morse?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. President, I brought in something that I believe is symbolic of the status of this Capitol. Sometimes very small things have a very loud message. What we see and what we don't see, these are the little things that we see. And this is the entrance into the gallery of our chamber. And that's what people see. Duct tape and a rubber band. A sign that is a little bit tilted, a little bit wilted. And when we look critically at this building and the condition that it is in, I believe that sign is symbolic of what's happened to this building. Every home that we live in, personally, comes to a point where you need to make some upgrades and renovations to bring it to a standard that you expect. I think this building, that sign epitomizes the status of this building.
Senator Atkinson.
Thank you. Mr. President, to your testimony and building upon what Senator Morse just said, my biggest fear is that we get buy-in for the first time in 30 years, we fix the wings, and everyone says, well, the job's done, and the rest of the building falls apart. This is the curtains, stairwell, asbestos in the old building. I really, if you're talking about $38 million and there's a possibility for us to get the appropriate and get moving on the rest of the old building, I worry that if we have the legislative will to do it once, we're going to do it once and think we got the whole job done. So my question is, are you open to getting more done on the old building in addition to the wings?
Chair Monroe, Senator Atkinson, you should be worried. You should really be worried. I'm wide open on it. And I am concerned that once the wings are done, that the original Capitol building, which we're in now, this is the original Capitol building, will take us umpteen years to address. And that sign appears, I believe, Senator Morris, in an old part of the Capitol building. That's not the new, that's not the wings, which is, the wings are relatively new, 77. So I'm very worried. I'd like to think this is 07 project. The 09 could be the major other part of the Capitol. In some way, we make some real move during the interim to address what we're going to do with the old building in terms of developing a master plan so that we're ready to go. So, yeah, I'm worried, and we all should be worried. I don't know what else to say to you. To be frank with you, I'm worried about the wings still, because I know what's in that budget and what's not in that budget, to be very frank with you, in terms of money. And so I'm worried about the old part. I'm worried about even the wings in terms of saying we're going to do it before we sign a die. So all I do is worry day and night about the entire structure. But I'm open. Heck, you know where I am, Senator Atkinson, on this building, all parts of this building, as well as the grounds and the surrounding. You know that. So I think it is a disgrace. These words have been used. This isn't our building. It's a people's building. And, you know, I can take you, you know this, to Idaho, Montana, and you'll see remarkable efforts on the part of their public as well as their legislative Democrat Republicans to redo those facilities. They have very old buildings they redid in a magnificent way. So,
Senator Atkinson, any finish? Senator Bakken.
For Mr. Henderson, I'm curious if your office is viewing this as phase one in a larger, as Senator Atkinson described, way of addressing the Capitol, and not just the Capitol, but the grounds.
Mr. Chair, Senator Avakian and Senator Atkinson, we do have an option package in our in the legislative administration budget for this year to do the engineering and architectural work on this portion of the building, and it would be our intention to be back in front of the legislature in 2 years seeking an appropriation to do the work on the old portion of the building. So, yes, we do view this as a phased approach where this is phase one, the old portion of the building will be phase two. Perhaps the issues relating to outside security and street crossing safety and that could be looked upon as phase three. But, yes, we do view it as a phased approach.
Senator Atkinson.
Building on that, Dave, I worry that if we have we do all this work and we come back to 09, we got the same politics that we always have, and it's not going to get funded. Would it make sense for us to appropriate an amount of money to be spent on on the old building and not spend it there but have the legislative intent from this legislative session state the next legislature is going to appropriate enough money to fix it? I'm very paranoid that we're not going to, if we leave it to a future legislature, it's not going to get done. This committee right here, everyone on this committee has got it in their heart to do it, and I think this committee could clean up all three of the areas.
Mr. Chair, Senator Atkinson, obviously you have the authority to appropriate the funds, and if they were appropriated, then we would proceed with planning and trying to determine what the priorities were and with whatever work could be done. I can't guarantee that we could get a lot done in the next biennium, but certainly we could make progress.
Okay, additional? Thank you very much. Is there anybody else that wanted to be heard on Senate Bill 7? Jenny Lang.
My name is Jenny Lang, and today I'm wearing the hat of a member of the Public Commission on the Legislature, and I apologize for not signing up to testify, but I would just like to, first of all, thank Senator Courtney and Speaker Minnis for putting together the Public Commission and giving me the privilege of serving on it as chairman of the Process Committee. And to tell you today that as a representative of the Public Commission, if there's anything that the 30 people who were members of that commission, including Senator Morris, could do to help further this bill, as well as the efforts to renovate the wings, the Capitol, and take care of the Capitol grounds, that we stand ready to do that. So I appreciate this effort, and anything that we can do to help, we're there. Thank you.
Thanks, Jane. Question? Thank you very much. Anybody else that wanted to be heard? Okay, if not, we'll close the public hearing on Senate Bill 7 and open a work session on Senate Bill 7. Now, Senator Avakian. Now the time for your motions.
Well, I would move Senate Bill 7 to the Revenue Committee first,
right,
with a due pass recommendation.
Okay. And I will be talking to the chair of the Revenue Committee to make sure that this gets expedited as soon as possible. The motion is to send the Senate Bill 7 to the Committee on Revenue and Finance with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Motion carried. Okay, with that, we'll open a public hearing on Senate Bill 6. Marjorie.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 6 creates the Oregon State Capital Planning Commission, which would have the authority to develop a comprehensive multi-year master plan for restoration and refurbishment of the Capitol building. I would like to note that this bill does have a subsequent referral to Ways and Means, and attached to the staff measure summary, I've also provided you with the website from the Oregon State Capitol Commission, Idaho State Capitol Commission, which is similar to what is recommended here in this bill.
Okay, we've already heard from Senator Courtney on 7, and he wants to talk to us on 6 as well. Senator Courtney.
Senator Rowe and my fellow senators, Maine Peter Courtney, State Senator, Salem, 2925 Island View Drive, Salem North, 97303. This is... And another product of the public commission on the legislature. This is the bill that would create a Oregon State Capital Planning Commission consisting of 7 members. And basically its job would be to evaluate the building on an ongoing basis and make recommendations as set out on page 2, lines 19 through... lines 8 of the following page, in which it talks about completely going over the building and making continuing recommendations about how to remodel it and update it. I believe this is modeled on what happened in Idaho, which did a similar thing, and then on an ongoing basis, this commission reports to the legislature trying to build support to keep the building in a acceptable state for the public as well as for legislature to do its business, as well as the governor's office and any other executive offices that may be here. The members are very straightforward. It's the president or the speaker and the speaker or their representatives. It's a single other state senator, a single other house member of the house. You have 2 members of the public, and then you have a legislative administrator who's ex officio. So it's not a major, it's not a big commission, but their role is profound. Again, it's another statement of trying to emphasize the need to focus on the construction of this building, the condition of this building, as well as the conditions of this building. And I think this is necessary, I really do, because rather than just rely on some interim committee or a single state senator who makes it his or her cause, this is an ongoing structure of not a large number of people, but a few people, but who live and work here, and along with inviting public input, could get a pretty good feel for what to do with this facility and to make the appropriate recommendations for the legislature, which hopefully will, it's going into an annual session, but will continue an annual session. So it's a way to maybe accomplish what all of you want to accomplish, because I do think this is a multi-year project to finally get this entire structure and the surrounding grounds in a condition in a state that we feel is acceptable for the tabernacle of state government for our great state. The written testimony, you notice I didn't read it. I always bring written testimony, but it's there before you for what it's worth. It recites the three capitals that we've had and some of that history, which I find always remarkable, how fire played a role in the construction of our different capitals in this state.
Are there questions for Senator Courtney? Senator Bakken.
Thank you, Mr. President, and I can see the specific mission of this commission, and I think it's a good one. In the bill, it also talks about it being able to solicit gifts and grants and donations in order to assist it in carrying out its mission. I'm wondering what it's, how you would envision its relationship with respect to the Capital Foundation.
Chair Von Rose, Senator Bakken. You know, I ongoing, I'd like to say brother and sister, but I must be frank with you, there is some discussion, I believe, in that organization that it is not their job to raise funds for the capital. That is the role of public funds, our role to use public funds. So, to be sure, I think this organization, this structure, to reach out to whoever and whatever, and they will need that organization. But that is more an organization that goes to strictly in the private area. You know that, building the flags, with the flag, the walk of flags and things like that.
They have been reluctant to really get into the structure in the way that this organization would. And so they're there, they're part of the family, and there should be a relationship, but I think this is the big show. This is the big tank that is needed to start to make the move towards success. So, okay.
Additional questions? Thank you very much. Is there anybody else that wanted to be heard on Senate Bill 6? Before we move Senate Bill 6, the comprehensive planning bill, we're going to hear Senate Bill 698, which is Senator Atkinson's bill. So, Marjorie?
Mr. Chair, members of the
committee. Open public hearing on 698.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 698 requires the Legislative Administration Committee to fix the stairwells in the old Capitol, or old part of the building.
Senator Atkinson.
Thank you. For the record, my name is Senator Jason Atkinson. I'm a state senator, and I live in the zip code of 97504. And previously, I lived in the zip code of 97530. I come for this bill for a variety of reasons, and I think it was 2 months ago the chair indulged, and I took all of you for a look at the stairwells. But to me, in testimony of this bill, I thought of this bill last week. I was, many of you know, I was out of state, and I had the most fascinating conversation with someone about the decline in the mystique of leadership, namely in public leadership. The decline in the ability for us to have symbols, to have institutions that actually inspire people to not only be good citizens or participate in public service, but also to aspire to leadership. And the comment was made to me then, and actually was made by an Israeli, but it was a jab that said, could we have stormed Normandy in today's media environment where there's no more mystique of leadership at all? Well, I thought about that, and it's a far stretch, but not really too far, as I'd make the connection between that whole conversation and the stairwells. You see, the stairwells were designed with that same type of symbolic mystique in them through the architectural style that we chose for this Capitol. And they were not only to be uplifting, but they were also to have a sense of awe about them as this being Oregon's most holy place. They were designed to have natural light come through the stairwells and to reflect off that brass as really one of the only, and I could be wrong, but to my knowledge, one of the only architectural hues, so to speak, back to the other styles that are architecture of this Art Deco type style, replaced from the Greco-Roman style that was more used in the second capital, the burn. So these stairwells are more than just stairwells. They are an architectural connection. One of the problems that we have in Oregon is that we have accepted mediocrity for so long we don't even recognize when something has fallen into such disrepair. As I told all of you, the brass on those stairwells, the big panels that were designed to be reflective of natural light, have not been polished since I've been on the earth. And if you figure out how old I am and you back figure that I've been here almost 8 or 9 years, it's a long time. I actually brought this subject up about the stairwells, as silly as it might seem, but as much as I believe in it as a symbol of our building, with the governor. And I had to talk with the governor about it, and I said, Governor, do you know the story of these stairwells? And quite honestly, he, not to his fault or any of our colleagues, but he didn't know the history of those, and he was intrigued that if this was true, how did we let it get so far in disrepair that we didn't notice it? So what this bill does is it seeks simply to do the stairwells.
Now, here's my fear, and I made it in an earlier comment. My comments are, if we study it long enough, we won't do anything. And it's important to me to fix these stairwells for the following reasons. First of all, this is an architectural ornament that I believe changes the ethic inside the building about how we treat the building. Certainly, if we, and I believe we will get the wings finished or funded and get the repair going, but if we do not show the 91 elected officials in this building the ornament of those stairwells, we're going to notice new furniture, we're going to notice new paint, but we're not going to notice the historical connection we have to 1859 when we became a state. This is one of the few things in the building that actually connects us. Secondly, it is the only, outside of the rotunda, it is the only mystique of leadership architectural style that we have. As I implore all new elected state legislators to do, I ask them to walk through the rotunda once a day. Don't get in the habit of taking the elevator to your office, but walk through the rotunda and up the stairs to your capital, to your chamber where you serve. Yeah. Remember how hard you worked to get here, and remember who you actually serve for. However, the stairwells have become nothing special at all. In fact, if anything, the criticisms are, how come it's so dark? How come it's so gloomy? How come when you walk down to these two old hearing rooms in this side of the building, how come it's just, it looks so bad? This is symbolic of how we don't treat it. However, the stairwells mean more than putting a comprehensive plan together and taking out the asbestos. They mean more than making sure that the old pipes don't, you know, are fixed in the old building. To me, and I implore you to add this, either pass this bill or to earmark it in what Senator Courtney is working on in the old, in the wings, somehow get these stairwells fixed, because what it does is it changes the ethic of how we take care of this building. I believe that the restoration of these stairwells will be so overwhelmingly beautiful, it will be so drastic at such a small cost compared to everything else we're doing, that with one earmarked project, we can change how people take care of their building. So that's why I bring you the bill. I either like this bill passed or somehow an earmark in what Senator Courtney and I and several others, this whole committee is working on. We may not notice porta potties until I point them out to you, but we will notice when the Capitol grounds are full of Oregon flowers. We will notice the good. And that's what I'm asking us to do, is we notice the good in the part in the mall, as we notice the good when we fix the wings. Even if we need a comprehensive plan to redo the entire old building, we need to make that investment today, not later, today, so that we change the ethic in the building about keeping care of the old building. So it's a lot of words, I realize, but there's more to it than just polishing the brass. This is our architectural connection, not only to the symbol of Oregon, but also to the architectural style of the mystique of leadership.
Questions for the senator? Thank you very much. You'll notice that we scheduled your bill with Senate Bill 6, because I see a direct connection there. I want to see your project, our project, completed during my four-year term. The wings have to be done immediately, but restoring the historical nature of this building is very, very important to me as a lifelong historian, and I appreciate the fact that you have made it a passionate project in terms of your own feeling and your own enunciation. So what I would like to do is to move Senate Bill 6 with the clear understanding that the stairwells and the rest of the renovation of the old building is the task at hand for Senator Courtney's commission. I don't know if there is
Well, you know, Mr. Henderson can only do so much at a time. We want him to, from now on, for the next 4 years at least, to be working full-time, first doing the wings and then restoring the historic old building to its original state, and also then working on the mall and the grounds and making this place something that we can all be proud of, so that when I am an even older man and bring my grandkids and maybe great-grandkids here, that I can show off what we have done.
Mr. Chair, thank you very much. If I may comment on that, I like I said before, this committee has the power to do this, and I believe we all have it in our heart to do it. I am very concerned that we spend money on the wings, we don't get anything else done. I'm also concerned that we study the old building, and it takes 10 years for us to get the old building moving. The importance of the stairwell is that this, by fixing, I mean, you can shut down one stairwell and go to work on it now, today, and inconvenience some lobbyists and some members and some public. But you can shut down one, you can close it in plastic, and you can get all freshly minted House state representatives to start polishing the brass. I don't care how we do it. But if we start to do it, the point is that we change how people look at it. I don't think we need to study it so much as to have two different phases. I think we can earmark it as part of the wings renovation, part of a bonding package, start on it today, and let people see the difference in the three different in the three projects. I think if you do that, if we can't get the whole thing funded now, we will certainly set up the ethic change in this building for future legislators to fund it. I really think that these stairwells are a symbolic thing that we can do that doesn't cost a lot of money, relative speaking, but makes a massive impact.
Questions? Comments? Senator Morse.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I've never polished brass. Is it difficult?
Well, I don't want to speak for Mr. Henderson, but he says it ours is in such a degree of decline that it's a professional job to get that.
Mr. Henderson, why don't you come on up?
It's so bad that they won't let me do it.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Dave Henderson, Legislative Administrator. As a matter of fact, there's a company that was just here yesterday looking at the brass, and we had an estimate from their predecessor company a number of years ago, and it was on the order of tens of thousands of dollars to strip down the brass and then resurface it. The representatives of the company who are here yesterday will develop a new estimate, so we'll have a cost estimate on what it would take to do that.
Good.
Mr. Chair, along those lines, could we have Herb come up?
Pardon?
Can Herb come up, Dave?
Sure.
Can we say what's on top of the skylights? It's fascinating.
Herb Cole, I'm Facility Services Administrator for Facility Services Manager for Legislative Administration. Thank you.
Herb, what would it take? What's on top of the skylights?
The old stairwells have a skylight system that was covered over many years ago, and we have tried going through our records to really figure out exactly when that happened, but it's in the order of, from we can figure, at least 20 years and probably longer. These were skylights that allowed sunlight directly to flow straight down those stairs, which would have been brilliant with the brass to shine against. We would have to uncover those and then put some new modern type of skylight fixture. Just a guess with no basis of fact, but the reason they were covered was probably because of leakage. But there are systems now that we could put on there, just like we did with these skylights right up here, and the skylights over the grand staircase that were done several years ago that have not leaked at all and are holding up very well.
Do you have any idea what that would cost?
We have an old estimate, several years old, of $60,000.
And I think it was more than 20 years ago, because I was here 30 years ago, and they were covered then.
Yes, sir.
So my memory.
We cannot find when that was actually done.
Okay.
The committee can do it. I'll labor. I'll do it. I work slow, and I do poor work. I'm your guy.
I think we could put together a whole crew.
Yeah, we can.
Well, Mr. Chair, that was what was behind my question, was I could see a nice challenge between the Senate and the House, and we'll polish the east side, they polish the west side, and we'll see who gets done first.
Well,
but it sounds like it's a bigger project.
It sounds like it needs to be done professionally.
Yeah. No, but even in jest, what he's saying is my main point of why we need to do this now. You get people to invest in, you get elected legislators. There's 91 elected people in this building, and you get us to invest, and it will never deteriorate again. We will all like it. It will change how we look at the building. So when these guys come before us in future legislatures and say, we need to fix X or we need an appropriation for something, we get it. We're actually making their job easier if we fix the symbol.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. We need to get moving. We have another bill we have to look at. Is there anybody else that wanted to be heard on 698? If not, we'll close the public hearing on 698, open a work session on Senate Bill 6.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Morse.
I move Senate Bill 6. With a due pass recommendation and subsequent referral to Ways and Means.
Do we need to add a letter or anything like that encouraging them to look seriously at renovation of the stairwell and skylights as a part of their work? It's on the record. Okay, that's our intent. Okay, and the motion is to move Senate Bill 6. To Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation. Is there additional discussion? Are there any objections?
Not an objection, but just one point of discussion. I think it's a terrific thing for us to do. Thank you, President, for putting it before us. I do have some concern over the language in the bill allowing or prompting private donations, and only because more and more it seems that we're forcing public entities into an area where they need to seek corporate donations in order to fulfill their mission. You see it with public education, you see it with health care centers, you see it all around the building. And I think this legislative body has an obligation to do these kind of things, to fund them and to not fund them on the cheap. And I do have some concern, and I hope Ways and Means takes it up, with the potential for this to slide into being wholly dependent upon private money to fulfill its mission.
Okay. It's on the record. Other discussion? Any objection to moving this bill to Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation? Seeing none, so done. It's on its way. Okay, now we have one more bill that we need to look at today, and that is Senate Bill 632. Marjorie?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 632 transfers the management and control of the state capitol and grounds to from DAS to state parks. And in your staff measure summary, I have provided you with a map that shows exactly what is considered in this bill in terms of real estate. And you'll note that it does not include the mall. There's just the capitol and the parks. Well, the parks east and west of the building. And
okay.
At your table, you do have some written testimony from Lindsay Ball and also from the League of Women Voters.
Okay. Senator Atkinson, did you want to lead off on this bill?
for the record, Jason Atkinson, State Senator from Southern Oregon. I had not prepared to lead off on this bill, but I will certainly do so to get the ball rolling. First, let me say I certainly appreciate working with Captain Ball and his staff. They've been very forthright in getting information to help to get this along. And I also appreciate the work of what's being said from the executive branch and the Parks Department. But it does not change for me what needs to happen. If I were in a different position inside this government, by executive order, many of the things on the mall would be fixed immediately. Not because of FTE, which is a valid point. Not because of budgets, which is another valid point. Not because of the public policy, which is valid in the opposition to this bill. But because it doesn't take legislative action to fix the park. So the reason we need this bill is because it is the legislative branch of government. It is our duty to leave this better than we found it. This committee walked out and saw porta-potties which are pathetic, with graffiti on them, with not even with a toilet seat. Mildewing. I showed you places with five different types of concrete from patches. I showed you big dumpsters in Wilson Park. It's March. They're still there. I'm not pointing the finger at anyone, but I am pointing the finger at how we have allowed ourselves as the keepers. It's not the executive branch. It's not the judicial branch. It's the legislative branch. And we have allowed ourselves as the keepers to accept mediocrity. Now, there's something, and I certainly appreciate the staff that works on the grounds. But in the Atkinson family at our ranch, I was the one FTE for 350 acres. And I'm here to tell you, if my dad said, get something cleaned up, I didn't ask for an FTE change. And I didn't ask for a budget approval. I got it done. I think it still makes more policy sense as the legislative branch to put this with parks. Who manage parks? There's a lot of disagreement. There's all the agencies are complaining about their assessment that they have to give that comes out of their budget, which everything comes back to budget. And I know the executive branch usually will come in and say we're frowning upon a bill in the legislative branch of government because we are the weaker branch of government, because we allow our authority to be eroded over the years, we get nervous and we shy away. The policy is this. It is ours to maintain. We should maintain it, and we should set the standard for how it should be maintained. That's a policy decision for us to do. It does not take interim work groups and task forces and all this other stuff to walk out that building and get it cleaned up now. I'm sorry, it doesn't. We have billions and billions of dollars of budget, and I am sure that Captain Ball, who's a friend of mine, and I appreciate him tremendously for what he does, but this is the last bill that this guy really wants to deal with. I am a thorn in his bonnet. This is on the scope of what he deals with on a day-to-day basis. This could not be less important. That's the point. So let's put it with someone, or let's put it with an agency whose job it is to maintain things. Captain Ball has got far more important things to do with this day than get up at 7:15 in the morning and deal with Atkinson, who's trying to get rid of and clean up the park. But it's still important. And that's my point.
Thank you. Questions? Senator Metzger.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Atkinson, you know, I like your idea on Senate Bill 632. I actually would suggest maybe even going a little farther As you know, one of the biggest most important national parks is Washington, D.C. We walk around and have a chance to see history of this country. And rather than just transfer the maintenance, I think we should declare these grounds as a state park. And we should pay for it with Measure 66 lottery funds, because it is probably the most important park that everything else emanates from. And not only for the maintenance, but I think we should declare it an official state park and get to work on it. You're absolutely right. I mean, this is, in my view, and I share this with you, is, yeah, it's a no-brainer. I mean, this is probably the most important grounds for the people, and everything else comes from here. And whether you're talking about stairwells inside the building or you're talking about the park grounds afterwards, it's a reflection of how we care about everything in the state. You know, I'd like to just see this body, you know, declare these grounds as an Oregon State Park. We're going to pay the Measure 66 lottery money, and we're going to start fixing them up and have people take pride in not only their state capital and their grounds, but a reflection of what we hopefully will want to continue to do with all the great scenic wonders that we have in the state. But I think it starts here, and I just think it is not, I think we overthink things. I agree with you. I just think it's something we should do, and I'm happy to help you in any way we can.
It strikes me that if we were going to move this build, it ought to be expanded to include the mall as well. It does not currently drafted.
Right, that's
include
the mall. I think the whole grounds.
Senator Anderson?
Mr. Chair, Senator Metzger, yes, yes, yes. If you go into Senator Metzger's office, if you go into Senator Vakin's office, you go into my office, and Chairman Roy, I haven't been in yours, but certainly all of us, we have elements of history because we care about it. It's a connection to the privilege that we have to temporarily work here. Yeah. This is not rocket surgery. The grounds look terrible. Now, I told this to, again, a conversation with the Senate President, and I'll leave it with you. And yes, let's do it, let's declare it, and let's grab the entire Capitol Mall all the way up to the archives. I'm sure there's people panicking behind me, but let's set the policy to make it beautiful. They have worked. This is Capitol Mall's got far more important things to do than to sit down with the Nursery Association and talk about flowers. But that's what they've been very helpful to try to do that. That's our biggest export. It should be beautiful. This whole Capitol Mall should reflect our state. But here's what's really got me bugged. About 6 weeks ago, I lost my grandmother. My grandmother is a very, very, very important woman in my life. She was a liberal Democrat, not by what we would say liberal today. She's, don't even call me Democrat, I'm a liberal Democrat. She was a Reagan hater. She had fiery red hair. She was opinionated. And she's virtually one of the biggest reasons why I'm in politics. If you could stand her, you could handle anything. But she came to my swearing-in ceremony under bad health, not to say the session before. And she comes up, and she walks up the Capitol Mall, and she sees it. And I take her to my office with the orange carpet and the pathetic, all the junk. And she comes into my office, and she brings me aside, and she says, "You are going to clean this up, aren't you?" That's what we have.
We have some folks here that we need to hear from in the next 10 minutes. Thank you very much. I'd like to call up Dave Wright, Lindsey Ball, and Amanda Rich. And you can all come up together, and we'll hear from you in that order. Mr. Wright first, please.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my name is Dave Wright. I'm the Assistant Director for Operations for the Oregon Parks and Recreation Department, 97301. I'm here today to testify on Senate Bill 632. We share the common goal of Senator Atkinson, other members of the legislature, and the Department of Administrative Services in providing an appealing grounds and landscape and a properly maintained Capitol building that recognizes the significance of the state capital and the displays, and it shows, you know, the pride of Oregonians in this facility. We also appreciate that the sponsors have recognized that state parks might have something to do with attaining those goals. However, we do share the concerns of the Department of Administrative Services that the progress at attaining these goals is more closely associated with adequate funding than the inability to manage the operations. If this bill were to become law, we assume that the current practices of assessing state agencies for funding the operations would continue, and that the staff assigned to the Department of Administrative Services would be transferred to our department. We'd also anticipate that funding for any deferred maintenance, renovations, and improvements to the buildings and grounds would be coming through some other force, like a general fund obligation or a revenue bond request tied to future, some kind of policy option package in future budgets. But it's unclear to us at this point what the advantage of transferring parking of collecting parking fees to our department when the Department of Administrative Services would continue to collect parking fees for other facilities within the Capitol Mall area. It's likely that it would be more efficient to retain that with the Department of Administrative Services and as it's currently handled. In summary, I guess we believe that the Capitol Mall can be improved with adequate funding rather than transferring those responsibilities. And I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Questions for Mr. Wright? Okay, thank you, Mr. Ball.
Chair Monroe, members of the committee, my name is Lindsey Ball. I'm the director of the Oregon Department of Administrative Services. And before I start my testimony, I want to make sure that Senator Atkinson and the members of the committee understand that he's not a thorn in my side, and far from it. We've worked on a number of things over the years to the advantage of the public, of the state of Oregon, and I think this issue that he has raised is another example of one of those pieces of good work that can be resolved. In the conversations with Senator Atkins the last couple of months, what I think is extremely important is that everyone has learned that they share a common goal. They want the Capitol, they want the Capitol grounds, they want the Capitol block that is subject of discussion on this bill, as well as the Capitol Mall to be a premier area for people to come and enjoy and a reflection of the pride that people have in their state capital. I don't think anyone shares that more than Senator Atkinson and myself. I'm very proud of what this government does and what it stands for. However, I think where the issue comes is a matter of policy with how Measure 66 dollars might be used if this was to be transferred to state parks. And currently, I think you'll find that the governor's recommendation is that there be other means to fund this, not Measure 66. I think everyone's been aware that the governor has concerns about the state fairgrounds with Measure 66 money, and that same philosophy flows over into the Capitol Block and Capitol Mall area using Measure 66 dollars. The governor has been fairly consistent about that issue. In addition to that, I want to point out if this does transfer to state parks and the Capitol Block is put under state parks maintenance and operations, there will be two lines of administration, state Department of Administrative Services with the Capitol Mall area, the Capitol Block with state parks, be somewhat of a duplication of administration in that venue. In addition to that, there's a building, the Garden Pride building, on the east end of the Capitol Block that is held by Department of Administrative Services. We would have to work out some type of a lease or a sale agreement with state parks to move that property to state parks. It also holds the cooling tower for Department of Justice and Supreme Court offices. We did submit a budget outlining what Senator Atkinson would like to have improved. in the mall area as well as the Capitol block. That budget is attached to the testimony that I provided you today. And I think to give you just a perspective of the staffing level in the area responsible by the staff, we have one person assigned for 14 acres of grounds to maintain. And that is quite a large area for one individual to, when you stop and think about mowing and cleaning the sidewalks and trimming and planting and weeding, et cetera, all that goes with that task assignment. I don't think that we are staffed very heavily at all in this area. And I think Senator Atkinson has made note of that as well. So with that, Chairman Rowe, if there are any questions, I'd be more than happy to respond to the committee.
Okay. Senator Morse.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Lindsay, appreciate the work you've done here. Is any of this included in the governor's recommended budget for enhancements, most specifically the restroom issue?
Chairman Rowe, Senator Morse, replacement of the outside facilities over across the street from the mall, from the Capitol building in the mall, the money for those permanent facilities are in the budget that is in Ways and Means at this time, that is going through the House floor from Ways and Means. It has passed the Senate. It's now over on the House side. That money is in the budget of DAS to replace the porta-potties with permanent restroom facilities on the mall. In addition to that, the west end of Wilson Park, which is the west end of the grounds, west of the Capitol building, is set up for a landscaping renovation here in the next few months. That's also part of that's also included in the budget. So those plans are in place. Certainly not what is budgeted is as aggressive as what Senator Atkinson would like to see accomplished. And it's really, truly hampered by a revenue source. And I think Senator Atkinson said it very clearly that we assess state agencies to fund maintenance of the Capitol Mall grounds. We don't infuse that with general fund. The money that we had budgeted at $3 million to meet the standards set by Senator Atkinson was suggested to be general fund monies so that we wouldn't have to raise assessment fees of state agencies. But it's going to take more dollars.
Thank you. It's encouraging that, in fact, the executive branch has recognized the deficiencies out here, particularly those porta-potties.
Thank you very much. Need to hear from Amanda Rich.
Good morning, Chair Monroe, members of the committee. My name is Amanda Rich, and I'm here today representing the Oregon Recreation and Park Association. That's an association that's comprised of the city, county, and special district park agencies, so your local government park agencies. And we're here because we weren't quite sure whether or not Senate Bill 632 transferred the maintenance, operation, and rehabilitation of the actual state capitol building to the to state parks, or if it was just the grounds. Actually, our association supports the grounds being a state park and being under the control and operation of state parks, but had concern about the use of Measure 66 funds for as you've discussed earlier, the massive rehabilitation that needs to occur. So that's our position. And on a personal note, I'd be happy to pick up a buffer and start polishing brass. I consider this a second home, and during the legislative session spend more time here than I do with my family. So I do take a lot of pride in the building when I walk in here, and I'm feel privileged to have a job where I get to come and work here. I'd be happy to polish brass any day.
If we are going to move on this bill, it will need amending to make it clear that it does not include the building itself, and also that it would include, in fact, the mall across the street. Is it this committee's wishes that we have those amendments prepared and reschedule this bill?
I would be willing to have a continued discussion, Mr. Chair.
Okay, well, obviously there would be continued discussion. Well, then that is so ordered. Marjorie, you have your orders. Are there questions of any of these witnesses? Thank you very much for coming. We appreciate it, and we...
I just want to say Senator something. Courtney. I said it before. The day this building, we shut down committee, legislative committees, and we started to restrict committee because of the snowstorm in January. That decision was made by the Speaker and the President. When this building, they thought about not closing it last session because there were demonstrations going on in the rotunda, and they were afraid it would cause a major incident. I was called by legislative administration, as was Speaker Vance, and asked, can we delay closing the building, and we made that decision. I'm just trying to tell you, this building is under the legislator's responsibility. I know it galls the governor's office, but that's the way it is. Yeah. The land, that way and this way, is attached to this building. That's our responsibility. And if there ever was an argument for a park, that's a park. You don't have to stay overnight to be in a park. That's the park. And DAS does a remarkable job contracting out budget sheets and everything. That's their responsibility. This issue of the lands, at least north and south, belong in some other jurisdiction. That's just the way it is. And I cannot emphasize that enough. I don't think most legislators realize the running of this building is the legislature's responsibility. That's just the way it is. Maybe that upsets the executive department, but that's the way it is. And the land, both sides, I think, is our responsibility, and we're not doing a very good job of it. I agree with Jason Atkinson about the conditions in this building and the condition. And these people kill themselves trying to maintain. They're understaffed, their equipment, I can tell you that. So that is our responsibility. The beauty of this legislation by Senator Atkinson is it highlights our role in this. It is not DAS's responsibility. It is not the governor's responsibility. That, at least in terms of this block, is our responsibility. So this is a beautiful piece of legislation, and the governor's office is fighting me on this. They're going to continue to fight me because they're still angry over the state fair. They're still angry over that. And, you know, this is different than nothing else. State fair is a state fair. I'm proud of what we did there. It turned it around. This is a whole different discussion issue. We should take this kind of action. You want to amend the bill. I don't know whether for political reasons we include them all or not. I'm just telling you. But at least the green, west and east, we should take responsibility for in some way, which means fund it, emphasize it, make it a part of what we're trying to do to the people's tabernacle. So if I'm coming across as sternly, I believe it's as much an issue what goes on outside this building on both sides as it is what goes on in. So I didn't thank you for indulging me. Obviously, I told you what I think about this legislation and how I feel about this discussion, because I'm quietly trying to deal with my emotions on it because I think it has something to do with the state fair.
Okay. Any other comments before we adjourn?
Very good.
Thank you very much.